you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Today we begin a new message titled, The Blood Still Speaks.
Goddess, I yield myself as always as a vessel, and I ask that you illuminate the eyes of my understanding, that you open up my mind, and as I open to receive, Father, I thank you so much that I'll speak the word accurately and correctly to the people in this room, that I'll be an oracle of God ministering your word to them. Lord, I pray that we will minister from heart to heart and not head to head. Each person, Father, reach them, teach them, and touch them today with the word of God. In Jesus' name we pray. All in agreement say? Amen. Well, if you would, open your Bibles up to Genesis chapter 4. Genesis chapter 4, and we're going to minister a message today entitled, The Blood Still Speaks. Somebody might ask, well, how can the blood say something? We've got the elements here. We've got the juice representing the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for us. We've got the bread, the wafer, which represents his body was broken for us. But what does the blood have to say? Even now, past 2,000 years later, the blood still has something to say to the body of Christ. It still has something to say to the world. In Genesis 4, verse 9 through 11, let's take a look. Genesis 4, verses 9 through 11 reads as follows. And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And he said, I don't know. I don't know where he is. Am I my brother's keeper? And God said, what hast thou done? Now, we all know God knows all, right? So God was asking this question, giving him a chance to fess up. You ever were a child and you did something, your parents come and say so and so and so and so, you got like, do they know and I should tell the truth or should I lie? Because I'll be in trouble if I lie, but I may get away if they don't really know. God knew. And Cain should have known that. Where's your brother at? I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? God knew he was lying, but God gave him a chance. And God said, what hast thou done? The voice of thy brother's blood cries out. Abel's blood, he had been slain by his brother Cain. And it was over an offering. Abel had prepared a sacrifice as God expected, and it was acceptable, and it was the first fruits, and it was wonderful, and everything was great. But Cain came and said, you know what, I'm gonna just give God something. You know, Cain was kind of church member that I'm just gonna give the church something. I'm not gonna give the tithe. I'm not gonna bless them. I'm not gonna volunteer. I'm not gonna be a part of it. I'm not even gonna show up regular. You know, it's just a church. It's just something belonging to God. I'm gonna just do something. Doesn't matter. What's the least you got for me to do, Pastor? I want to volunteer for that. Just something. God had stated that you're mine. I'm yours. We're in covenant to each other. Give me your first fruits. Give me your best. Abel, obedient, gave his best. And the incense, the smoke from the sacrifice went up to heaven. It was received. And Cain gave the leftovers. What he had time for. Hey, I worked 40 hours this week. I got a little bit of time left. How many minutes can I give you, Pastor? How many minutes can I give to you, God? It's Sunday. Let me see. I'm not going to come to both services. Let me come to one because the other time is too much to give to you. Let me come in late and leave early because I don't want to give you too much time. I got to get out. Got to get somewhere. You know, my life is busy, God. You're really in the way. Let me just give you something. And when Cain offered his in disobedience, the smoke didn't even rise up. Somehow heat went down. A miracle happened. God says your sacrifice was so pitifully, so measly, so half-hearted that just don't give me anything. Just keep it. And this is the person who had the kind of mind that, you know, this is what I'm going to do. I'm not going to step up my game. Let me just kill off the competition. I talked about in marriage, you may have the kind of person that's jealous, possessive, and envious, and they say, I'm not going to step up my game and love you more. I'm going to just make sure don't nobody of the opposite sex is ever around you. I'm going to be extremely jealous. Where you been? Where you going? Who you with? You need to stay where I know where you are. They don't want to step up their game. They want to just kill off the competition. Cain didn't take any responsibility at all for him being disobedient and having the wrong heart towards the things of God. He blamed somebody else. I'd be more faithful if they preached better. I'd be more this if the service wasn't so long or wasn't so short or wasn't this or the other. I'd do this if it was just that. There are people that's going to go before the throne room of God in heaven with that. I would have if. And God's not going to accept it. He's going to say, what you gave is what I judged. Did you give your heart? Did you give your best? Did you give your first fruits? Or did you try and get by on as little as you can do? Now, I want to get to heaven, but I don't want to do too much. What's the least I can do and still get in the pearly gates? I don't want to be on fire for God. I'll just be lukewarm. And the Bible warns us about what happens with lukewarm Christianity. I don't really want to go home and study the sermon. I might accidentally learn it and be held accountable for it. But you're held accountable because ignorance is no excuse. The safest way and the sure way to get to heaven is to read all the words you can get, study all the words you can get, and serve God as much as you can. Anything short of that is half-hearted effort.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
The safest way and the sure way to get to heaven is to read all the words you can get, study all the words you can get, and serve God as much as you can. Anything short of that is half-hearted effort. Jesus said, I want a people that are on fire for me. I want a people that are hot for me. He says, I'd rather you were hot or you were cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'm just going to spit you out of my mouth. These are all illustrations and metaphors of him saying, I don't settle for nothing but hot. I don't settle for nothing but heated service. Everything else is unacceptable. Everything else is returned back. And he's letting them know there'll be nobody to blame because you could have been obedient. You could have had a heart towards the things of God. You could have. You had your whole life, 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years. You had it all, but you chose to keep your life unto yourself and not to give it away. Jesus, if we say we want to be like him, we have to look at what he did. He laid his life down for others. He gave it away. And he says, because I've given mine, I will give you all eternity if you give me yours for this short 10, 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80 years. If you just give it to me, that small spans. The illustration I used that I saw someone do that just blessed me. I was at Rhema Auditorium and a guy took a string and he had one usher carry it way down there. Had the other usher carry it way down there. He took out a ballpoint pen. He held up that white string. He made a mark on it. And he said, that's eternity past. That's eternity future, and your life is this dot, that little ink. And that really puts in perspective what God's asking you. I want you to serve me with all of your heart. I want you on fire. I want you hot. I want you to give me your all for this much in all of eternity. That's not too much to ask, is it? That's not too much to ask. Because that extends beyond that wall. And that extends beyond that wall. And God says, what is man's life but a vapor which quickly appeareth and passeth away? I just want for this little bitty amount of time and all of eternity. Tell you what, I will bless you and you will spend eternity with me for all of that if you just give me this. But yet people caught their speck in the length of time dear to themselves. And they don't want to live for God. They don't want to give to God. How little can I do? And they wonder when they come before him. Or some will wonder, Lord, why aren't I acceptable? Why don't you accept my sacrifice? And he says, when did you do it? When did you sacrifice? You always did what was convenient. You came to church when it was convenient. You left when it was convenient. You served only when it was convenient. You served in a way that's convenient for you. When did you lay your life down so I can live through you to bless other people? When did that happen? I don't see it. Now, let's flip over to Hebrews before we get into this. Hebrews 12. Oh, let me see. I want to finish reading that. I'm sorry. Genesis 4, 9 through 11. Let's read all the way down. And the Lord said unto Cain, where's thy brother Abel? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? And he said, what have you done? The voice of thy brother's blood cries unto me from the ground, and now art thou cursed from the earth. God didn't pat him on the back and say, oh, okay. The earth has opened up, and you're cursed from that very earth that's opened his mouth to receive thy brother's blood from your own hands. Now let's flip over to Hebrews chapter 12, verses 19 through 25. Hebrews 12, 19 through 25. Hebrews 12. The blood still speaks. The blood had something to say to God then. Your brother's blood is crying out to me, Cain. Don't sit here and lie to me. Your brother's blood is crying out. Hebrews 12, 19 through 25 reads as follows. And the sound of the trumpet, Hebrews 12, verses 19 through 25, and the sound of the trumpet and the voice of the words, which voice they had heard and treated that the word should not be spoken to them anymore. Some folks just don't want to hear the word. These people heard the word and they asked, please don't give me no more word. Now, that's a mistake some people make, because when the word's coming to correct, to reprove and instruct, just as they said, the word of God is given to correct, reprove and instruct, to make the man of God thoroughly furnished, perfect, entire, lacking nothing. The word is to come to fix what's wrong with us so that we can be right and receive the full blessings of God and be entire. Now, but yet some people still say, hey, I heard that word and they entreated, please don't give me no more word. That's enough. For they could not endure that which was commanded. And if so much as a beast touched the mountain, it shall be stoned or thrust through with a dart. God's direct command, don't even touch it, don't even do that. And so terrible was the sight that Moses said, I exceedingly feared and I quake. But ye are coming to Mount Zion and to the city of the living God, the heavenly Jerusalem, and to the innumerable company of the angels, to the general assembly and church of the firstborn, which are written in heaven, and to God, the what? They're speaking of God the Father. God the Father is what? He's the judge of all. And to the spirits of just men made perfect. And Jesus, the what? Another word for mediator is advocate. Another word for advocate and mediator is lawyer. God the Father is set up in Revelations as a judge. As the end times, he's set up as a judge. Jesus set up as an attorney, as your representative. He's there to fight the case for you. He is the mediator of the new covenant, and to the blood of sprinkling, that blood that speaks better things than that blood of Abel. So he referenced back that in that time when Abel's blood is spoke, now Jesus' blood is going to speak, and it's got something to say. The blood of Jesus speaks of better things than Abel. This cup and this bread have something to say to you today. The blood of Jesus can speak to you, and it also can speak for you. This cup is not just, it's symbols, but it's a symbol of what? It's not just juice or wine. It's a symbol of the blood of Jesus Christ that was shed for the remission, the taking away of your sins.
Today's message has been titled, The Blood Still Speaks.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy of Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy of Faith family. Joy of Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has the best in